Hello, welcome back to The Mosaic. We here build a life and business one intentional piece at a time. So today I do want to dive into something that I mentioned in our last episode, and that was the idea of and the power in being a student and not a follower. So this concept, when I heard about it first from Jim Rohn, has been one that is of transformative for me, especially over the last few weeks. So I've had some tough lessons and conversations at work, but they have opened my eyes to the power of learning from every situation and every person, whether it is what to do, or sometimes it is something that what not to do. So today, I want to share some actionable points to help you become a student in every aspect of your life. And hopefully by the end of this episode, I promise, like if you follow these steps, and we're going to talk a lot more in depth about these things, but you'll see the world and the people in it, hopefully in a whole new light. So the very first thing that I want you to understand is everyone, and I mean everyone and every situation in life has something to teach us. I mean, our lessons are everywhere. This is like literally the very first step. And as I mentioned recently, I learned an important lesson at work, but not actually in the way that you might expect. It wasn't a nice and dandy situation. I was dealing with a challenging one, with a person who really didn't handle things very well. It was, in fact, one of those experiences that shakes you, like makes you question, right? Forces you to rise above. And those types of challenging situations, even those ones, are lessons to learn from, right? But after the issue was somewhat handled, this person sent me an email outlining some commitments and expectations. Now, maybe it came from a place of guilt, or maybe it was a way of covering tracks, right? Who knows? Who cares? But here's the thing. Even though the email wasn't perfect, it taught me something powerful, and it actually showed me the value of putting in a resolution to a conflict by setting clear commitments and expectations in writing and sharing with the person that you are in conflict with, so that you can prevent future conflicts because you're sharing commitments and expectations. So when I saw the power in this, and I didn't just sit on this, right? I immediately applied it to another conflict between the two staff members that I was having. There was a conflict between the two staff members in my team. So I applied this lesson in that email to this situation. So this is really what, you know, the first step of being a student is all about, and that is seeing every interaction as an opportunity to learn, whether it is learning what to do or what not to do. But really, it's about noticing, examining, and asking, what is this really here to teach me? Why did this situation happen, even though in the guts of it, it is messy, it hurts, but it is there, a lesson for me to learn from. So that is your step number one, okay? Now, step number two is the difference between being a student and being a follower comes from. So the followers take everything at face value. They absorb it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, without questioning it. But students, and sometimes in some cultures, right, you students, you just, you know, follow the rules, do it that way. But when I say being a student, I mean being a student that throws away what doesn't really serve you and keep the good things in the lesson, right? So students filter things. So as a student, you're not here to take everything in and copy it, but you're here to examine it. So to throw away the parts that don't align with your values, with your vision, and discard the rest, the things that aren't you. So the actions and the conclusions that you're going to make are going to be the conclusion of your own conclusions and not somebody else's, even though, or not somebody else or a situation caused for you to learn this lesson from. So as an example, right? Like the key, when I received that email, I could have reacted emotionally. It was a challenging situation anyways, but I had to ask myself, what is the teaching here? Why is this coming my way? And what can I take from it? So the key reflection in step number two is to reflect on the lesson that life gives you and decide, not just reflect, but decide what's worth carrying forward. All right? Just don't take it. Like, don't have to accept everything. Just leave the parts that don't serve you and take the parts that resonates with you and help you grow. Okay, so then we did that, right? What we first did is we understood that no matter how bad is the situation that we are in, there is a lesson. Okay. The second step was filtering through the right lessons and filtering away the bad parts and keeping the good stuff. And then what do you do next? And that's really where the real magic happens, because step number three is all about immediate action and implementation. Because really learning without action is like buying a book, never opening it, or worse yet, reading it and closing it and be done with it and don't take it with you. It's just useless, right? You gotta take one action from a book that you read, right? Even that means sometimes, right? It doesn't have to be like this massive action. The action could even be as simple as sharing what you learned with someone else. Teaching is actually one of the most powerful ways to solidify a lesson. So when you learn something, whether it is from a situation, a mentor, or even a podcast like this one, find a way to implement it immediately. So for me, in that case, right, learning the importance of the email structure, and I didn't just sit on it. I just implemented and had a conversation about how you can set that clear commitments moving forward. Right? That was the lesson for me, and I implemented it. So I challenge you, right? Explain what you learned, why it matters, even though you can't immediately put it in action. Telling what you learned, the lessons you have from different challenges in your life, or the lessons that you learned from a book, a podcast, tell it to someone. That is still considered an action. Okay. And of course, right, and maybe this is a bonus point, the journey is really towards your best self, right? You got to keep going. Every lesson, every experience, every piece of feedback, It's all part of our journey to becoming the best version of ourselves. And this is just a process. It's not about being perfect. It's about being better than you were yesterday. And the more you commit to growing and learning and implementing, the more your life and you will become unstoppable, my friend. So don't just stop at learning and reflecting. Keep implementing, but keep building too, right? Keep evolving, keep learning. Keep being that student, right? And know that every step you take is a step closer to the person you're meant to be. All right, let's end today with some affirmations. I want you to repeat with me. I'm going to try to make a summary of the lessons from this podcast in the form of affirmations. I am a student of life, and I learn from every experience. I filter what I learn and keep only what aligns with my values. I take immediate action on the lessons I receive. I am committed to my growth and becoming my best self. I embrace the journey and trust in the process of life. All right. Thank you for joining me for today's special episode of the Mosaic Podcast. So everyone you meet has something to teach us. Every situation we are in has something to teach us. So it's our job to notice, reflect, and implement and to be a student and not a follower. So filter the noise, take the lessons that matter, and keep building that masterpiece of your life, one mosaic piece at a time. I'm out.